Now that now that the audience can't hear us anymore, let's get this show going. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 130. Is it really 134 this week?
It is. 134.
Okay, 134. Sure, why not? For Thursday, the 13th of July, 2017, this is a show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos, and I'd like to introduce my first guest, Kent, a.k.a. Del Noche. How are you doing? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah, glad to be back. This is great. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. I mean, we're always trying to get people new and old on the show, so, you know. Hey, man, before we get to any other kind of craziness, I want to introduce a couple people.
Okay.
I don't know who they are, though. They're holding me hostage in my house.
In your house. It's very true.
Oh, no. I hear familiar voices. Uh-oh. Who do we have?
We have one each. Should we go in age order, I guess? I guess that's the appropriate way to do it, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, save sure. The old ones. The old one first.
Old one first? Okay, so the not quite elderly lady to my right is Miss Amber Jean Lemos, my daughter, my oldest daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be your cue to say something, Amber.
Also known as Cool Kid 3000 in the group chat.
She has delusions of grandeur.
Who?
Oh, man.
And off to my left is the slightly less elderly Ashley Elizabeth Lemos.
Howdy. I draw dogs. That's all I do. My name is Ashley.
Cool.
She's been in rehab for a while, so I mean, that's all she's got. That's fantastic. Hey, man, it's been a crazy couple weeks. You were in freaking Germany. Like, you're all pissed off that you had to go to Germany, and I'm just sitting there thinking, man, like, if I could go to Germany, like.
Oh, no, dude. So Germany is amazing. Yeah. I used to live there for 5 years, and I went to the same area that I used to live in. So it was absolutely awesome. I was just upset with the timing of it. I was home less than 12 hours from Nerdtacular when I had to get back on an airplane and go to Germany for a week. So the timing really sucked. Oh, did I mention I was traveling on my birthday?
No, but it didn't matter to us. So,
well, yeah, but it mattered to me, and it kind of bummed me out. I was not a fan of the timing at all. But once I landed in Germany.
On your birthday. It would be in the day after your birthday by that point.
Yeah,
right?
On the 4th of July, I landed in Germany, and it took about a full day to wipe the shit-eating grin off my face. Like, I felt like I was home, and it was amazing. Fortunately, I was there for work, so I had to do work stuff. But in the off time, it was great. I got to see people I haven't seen in almost 5 years. Got to visit my old stomping grounds, got to drink some German beer, went to a German fest, did a bunch of German stuff, and it was a really good time.
Awesome. What did we do this weekend? We played Cards Against Humanity.
Joking Hazard,
yeah. That was another one we played, yeah. It's pretty fun.
The kids watched Boss Baby about 5 times. That was pretty great.
Have you seen the movie Boss Baby?
No, I watched the trailer, and to me it looked not my style of ridiculous.
Apparently mine either, because I didn't watch it at all. It was on the TV the entire weekend. I didn't watch it. You know, something I did watch, though, I finally buckled down and told Amber, held her hostage and made her watch Clerks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah. So... Can you give us a 5-word review on Clerks? I know it's so much; it's hard to contain, right? Like it's
that's a hell of a review. Like I would give your review 5 stars.
It was black and white.
Okay, here we go. It's Clerks. Clerks was a good movie.
There you go. So a resounding review from Amber. There we go. And yeah, apparently chat room is getting some hiccups signal wise from us. I'm going to try to fix that real quick here by texting some people to get the hell off my internet. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun to actually sit down and rewatch it because it had been a while since I sat down and just watched it from start to finish. And you forget how the story progresses and how it kind of builds upon itself when you're just watching clips of it. Man, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Clerks is one of those, like, I think I watched it, it's probably been a couple years now, but I watched it fairly recently, and I think it holds up. It's a little bit dated, but it still holds up, unlike Mallrats. Have you watched Mallrats lately?
No, you're saying Mallrats does not hold up?
It did not hold up for me.
Oh,
But no. Chasing Amy did.
Well, Chasing Amy was ahead of its time anyway. Like, we had to catch up to Chasing Amy before we could wait for it to fall out.
He had to chase Chasing Amy.
Yeah, we were chasing Amy. I'm interested to see how Amber goes through those other few movies there, because I've always enjoyed them and everything else. So it'll be good. It'll be fun. We also picked up the D&D starter set because Amber and Ashley would like to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Very nice.
More and like he's forcing us, but not that much of a difference.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, can we play D&D? I was like, sure. They're like, oh my God, you're forcing us to have fun.
Mandatory fun.
Yeah,
mandatory nerdiness.
Yeah, mando fun. Hey, while I was in the bookstore in the Barnes & Noble, I was in that section, and as I was like browsing the different books and things like that, other people like coalesced around me. And this one lady was sitting there, we started talking about Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. And it was cool. And this lady across like one aisle over from me, she's like looking over the aisle at me. And she's telling me that she's sending her daughter away to Dungeons and Dragons camp for 2 weeks.
What the fuck is Dungeons and Dragons camp? And can I go?
Right. Like, where did my life go wrong that I'm not doing that?
Exactly. Gosh.
I was like, holy shit. And of course, then she like, starts walking off somewhere. Before I had, I wasn't going to go chase her down and ask her about the Dungeons and Dragons camp, but that was like my jaw dropped. I was like, where's this at? So yeah, that was an interesting experience in the old Barnes & Noble there.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. I'm actually Googling Dungeons and Dragons camp right now, and it autofilled the Dungeons and Dragons campaign. So,
cool. Not the same.
Just got to keep looking.
All right, so the first result that I get is actually a LARP summer camp in LA.
Not the same.
Mm-mm. Not quite the same.
I think we're going to run into a whole lot of not the same on this one. it's unfortunate. Hey, dude, I got to tell you, man, we lost a patron this month.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, and we gained a patron this month.
That happens as
so
well.
So we are at a net zero.
Hey, that's good.
I'm not complaining at all. That's amazing. I wish we had just gained and not lost. But Tom Merritt on DTNS likes to say that month after month, he just wants to make sure he has one more patron than the previous month. Here on the Ritual Misery Podcast, we just want to make sure we have no fewer patrons than the previous month. That's
it's always a good thing.
Yeah. And in case people have missed out, we did throw a patron-only poll out there. And we got some decent feedback from that. We actually got some comments and things like that, and we'll be throwing some more out there. Essentially, we want to make this the best show that we can, and we're making the show for us. We're making the show for you. And however that jives out, that's what we want to do. So I just realized that I'm not recording separate tracks, so I hope everything comes out okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for main topic this week, we don't have like a big thing because like both of our lives are just kind of crazy this week. I would like to ask Amber and Ashley a few questions just randomly off the top of my head. And Kent, I would like you to judge their answers, not as a father and not as a man of the internet, but as a Martian.
As a Martian?
As a Martian.
Okay. Am I judging on any sort of a scale, or am I just given like
Whatever the Martian standard is.
Okay. Copy. Okay. Okay.
Like, hopefully you can be consistent, but I mean, because you just went to Germany, that's like practically Mars from here. So, I figured you should be able to.
A lot of Martians live in Germany.
Probably. I think I've met a few here. okay. So Amber, question number one. What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
I don't know.
I'm proud of you.
That is the correct answer.
I was going to say, technically, it is correct.
There are no swallows of any kind on Mars, so her answer is correct.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Ashley.
Hi.
What? Let's find another good question here. Another good question. Oh. What is the variance in possibility of a roll of 2d10?
All right, it's probably from 1 to 30, starting with a 7.
Okay, that's her answer.
So on Mars, the gravity is roughly the same, so I'm going to judge her answer correct as well.
Okay, so...
Thank you.
That's good. Joe Mon says 23.
Is 23 ever wrong?
I mean, I don't know. It could be.
That was the swallow question.
I'm just gonna ask which 23 does he mean? Because there's so many 23s out there, and they don't get along. have you seen the little video where Michael Jordan is trash talking on LeBron James?
Talking about the greatest of all time. I have not.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! Totally got to check that out. It's really good.
We don't get YouTube on Mars.
Oh,
we don't get YouTube here either. So
yeah, cool. I haven't watched YouTube in like a week, which isn't that long, but
you know. Oh, is this because of sadistic parental policy?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've used all of my data almost for the first time ever. I'm usually only using like 4 or 5 gigabytes. I've used 17 in the past month.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're a sadist, Dad.
I'm sorry. It's just that's how it is.
I usually rewatch all my favorite shows over the summer so I can be like up to date with them for new seasons or whatever. I can't do that here because it's not on Netflix and that's all they have.
what are your favorite TV shows? Like what would you be watching this week if you had been able to rewatch your favorite shows?
Probably Steven Universe.
Mars Tube.
Steven Universe, that's basically all I watch. And then I'd probably binge watch some House MD.
It's not Lupus.
No. I don't really watch TV that much.
It's pretty much always Legionnaire's disease.
Right. Amber, have you ever had lupus?
I don't know.
Probably.
Guess not.
She's
never.
She's still thinking. Isn't amnesia like one of the leading symptoms of lupus? Isn't that how that works?
No, I don't think so.
Remember that one episode where it was lupus? I think there was an episode where it was lupus, and then they figured out it wasn't.
But
the guy had already died, so it didn't matter.
All right.
I mean, is it really ever lupus?
Sometimes on Mars, it's actually lupus.
Oh, well, I mean, there you go. Well, so there, okay. Amber, what is the meaning of life?
There is no meaning to life.
Wrong. The meaning of life is to reproduce and die.
It's fake.
These are my nihilist children. These are my nihilist children right here.
Yeah, this adds up.
Please state your answer.
So if you asked either of my two kids what the answer to or what the meaning of life is, they will both answer 42.
Right.
I raised my kids right.
Well, I mean, maybe.
well, every means
I mean, if you want to be hopeful and everything, I see where 42 is like, you know, a positivity answer, but I mean, whatever.
Someone in the chat said 42. Is he your kid?
No, Joe Mon is definitely not Kent's child.
Have you guys ever gotten a DNA test?
That's a valid question. No, I can't find his mother.
She's not on Mars?
This really just got dark.
His mother's from an asteroid near Pluto.
Oh, so you're kind of like an interstellar specimen spreader.
Space whale.
I mean, I've been around the universe.
Amber says you're a space whale. I mean, I don't know how to take that, but I'm going to say it's probably about right.
Oh, my gosh. So, Amber, Ashley answered what her favorite shows are. If you had one show that you could watch for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I like how you pigeonhole her into only one show after giving Ashley like three.
It's like, I only watched one show.
The only show I care about, Steven Universe at this point.
Steven Universe. Okay, so Amber, what about you?
I'm already living up to that. I watch Friends 24/7.
There you go.
She's seen the whole series about five times now.
Yep, and I'm working on six.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You ought to get like a Friends Trivial Pursuit or something like that and see how much you actually retained.
Her mom used to have one because we used to have one.
Seen it. Yeah,
we played it for like Christmas and it was too easy. And then it was either way too easy or way too hard. Like,
you know what
shoe color was this specific character wearing in this scene?
It's funny because she's lying. We never played it before.
We haven't. What the heck?
No, Ashley played it without you. You were sleeping on the couch.
Honestly,
probably. And she was just like, man, I'm winning all these games.
Playing it by herself. Just like, I've never watched Friends before. I don't get it.
Do you have a space modulator? No, I do not. Thanks for asking.
Wrong show.
Wow. Yeah,
that's actually pronounced space modulator.
That's the best impersonation I've ever heard you do of anybody.
Marvin the Martian is kind of my hero.
Because you're really bad at impersonations just in general.
Yeah, we have statues of Marvin on Mars. So
I mean,
it's a requirement. You can't graduate high school if you don't do a good impression of our leader.
That would explain a few things.
There you go.
Next year's gonna suck.
The twins keep telling me that I do an impersonation of Lilo, but I'm actually trying to do an impersonation of Bobby, and I guess Bobby and Lilo are really, Stitch. Stitch. Apparently, they're really close together, and I don't know.
I never thought of it before, but they're not far off.
Yeah, right. Howie Mandel versus some random person doing Stitch, right?
We look it up and it's Howie Mandel.
Quick, someone get on that chat.
Ashley's been on the show for 22 minutes. She's already telling chat she's already given chat room homework.
Yo, the chat loves me. So,
you know what? They haven't said your name once.
What, they've chat? Get on least, that. Say my name or something.
Say my name. Say my name.
When no one is around you.
All right. Two different kind of
It's like Destiny's Child over here.
Stitch is actually played by Chris Sanders, who is famous for playing Stitch.
Wow. That's quite the legacy.
I mean, if you're going to be known for something, you might want to be known for the thing that you're known for.
Yeah, apparently he's more of a writer than he is a voice talent. So,
that would explain why he'll talk like this.
Someone in chat did say my name, but it's not my name.
You're getting awful specific suddenly.
they forgot your name.
When I hear say my chat name, that makes me think of Breaking Bad. Amos, you watched Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Say my name. Yeah, it's a different kind there. It's like, you know, instead of say my name, it's like, say my name. Say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it starts with what's my name, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Say what's my name? And the guy was like, what? Then he says, say my name.
Yeah. Is that before or after he blew up all those people? Was that the first time when he was in the... Huh?
Which time?
Well, because the first time I remember him...
In the series. That was, I believe, it was either final... Actually, I think it was final season.
I don't know. I only watched it once, and I had to catch up to it. That's the show that I watched, like, seasons 1 through 4, right before season 5, part 1 came out.
Oh, and so then, you were way ahead of me. Oh, I binged it in about 30 days, I think, way after, like 2 years after it ended.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the last half of the first half of the last season. I was watching live, and I watched all of the last half of the, or all of the last half of the last season on time.
But nobody knows what the hell you're talking about right now.
The last season, season 5, was split into 2 parts. So basically they did 2 half seasons. So gotcha. I caught up to the series during the first half of that last season. So the gotcha. So episode like 3, 4, and 5, I watched in real time. And then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I watched in real time of the last season.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Fucking figure it out, dude.
I think there was way less give a shit than understanding, and that interfered. I had a glitch.
did you cock fall out? What's going on?
So speaking of TV shows, man, Game of Thrones is dark days.
Speaking of cocks falling out, Game of Thrones is coming back on Sunday.
Hey, there. Yeah, actually, it all relates.
It does. Amber and Ashley have never seen Game of Thrones, a single episode, not at all, not anything other than the previews and free shit that they can watch when their mom's not around.
I haven't seen that either.
Ashley hadn't even seen that.
I'd wait. If I were them, I would wait.
Oh, yeah. Wait until the right before next season.
Until you're 26.
You know, whichever comes first.
I'm close enough.
Well, see, we were discussing. Okay, so Amber is 17 years old. Amber is old enough. Her mom doesn't let her. I'm gonna go on a little tangent here about her mom, and I mean this in
careful
as much respect as I can muster. So their mom is kind of protective, and sort of conservative. Okay. So they don't get to watch the sexy shows, the, you know, 50 Shades kind of stuff, or they don't, which I can fully understand and endorse. They don't get to watch like, Twilight. They didn't get to watch Twilight until they came to our house, you know, things like that. Like their mom is conservative like that.
To be fair, nobody needs sparkly vampires.
I think we just didn't watch Twilight because I didn't want to,
but I like vampires.
I'll say again that I fully support the suggestion of the sparkly vampires, not because they're sparkly, but because I like to I like that you can interpret burning in different ways. All that being said, I don't even remember. Amber is 17 years old. She can legally get into a pornographic movie in a theater shown in public. She can watch an NC-17, a hardcore porn, in a public theater.
I mean, to be fair, that's not hardcore porn. It's like
compared to Twilight. So,
oh, sure.
So sure. she can go into a porn in a theater right now if she wanted to. She can't watch a rated R movie. Mm. She's at that age where it's like, oh yeah, you can go watch people fuck, but you can't watch people get slashed up.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a problem we had when we were that age. Because we lived in small town America and we could get in at 15 to watch the R-rated movies. They were just happy to get our ticket money.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, but then again, I mean, also we were buying cigarettes at 13. So, I mean.
Yeah, stealing them at 15. I'm not sure. What were you saying?
There's a movie coming out for a series of books that I like. which is probably really goofy because everyone here is probably at least 30, but it's called Warriors. And the books like kind of spare you the details, but in a movie setting, it's kind of hard to avoid battle scenes, which for the most part feature cats either like getting bloodied or killed, sometimes several times per battle. So the question is, you have a book series for people like under the age of like 16 or 17, and then you have a movie series for the books where it might be really hard to make it into a format where it won't be like rated something higher than their audience. So like they can't do too much gore or blood because then I'll get like an R or a 13 rating. But a lot of the people that would want to see the movie would be like kids because it's about cats. So there's this huge question on how they're going to do it and how they're going to like try and get around that. Some people are saying it should be animated. Some people think it should be like live action. We don't know the budget or anything or when it's coming out. So people don't really know how or if it's going to work.
What did you think of the Narnia movies? The movies that are based on the Chronicles of Narnia.
They were pretty great.
Yeah, see, that's how I view like the way to make a movie series like that,
right,
where it's based on children's books. It's a lot of battles, but there's never gore.
Right.
Hmm. I don't think it's dissimilar from like Harry Potter. Like you could really take Harry Potter in a direction that would be R-rated very quickly.
Oh yeah, easy.
The situations, the battles. The magic and the vision, not the visions, but the visuals of the series could easily have been R. And I'm sure that's one of the things that they had to temper down was just how crazy they wanted the series to be, Amber.
Yeah, it's got some dark moments.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, why, like, I don't know. Now I have questions about the cat movie.
Yo, tell me whatever you want to ask, and I'll answer as much as I can.
Well, real quick, I got one thing real quick. So, right. Cats, are they, like, anthropomorphic cats?
No. Okay, so it's...
Yes.
No.
It's just cats, like house cats.
Right, it's like basically a bunch of house cats living out in the wild in clans or different, like, sections, and they battle with each other over food and access to territory that isn't flooded by people or house pets and stuff like that. And for the most part, they leave each other alone until they don't, and then it gets bloody.
I'm just like, are the cats... Because in the books, there's words in their cats. Are the cats going to be speaking?
I don't know. I mean, they could go the route of making the entire movie silent. But I don't think that they would do that.
Because I think it'd be weird just having a bunch of house cats just having like mouths and like talking. Like, we're going to go fight these people.
Well,
with subtitles.
Like, if you think about Narnia, they had, I don't remember his name. I want to say Asgore, but that's from Undertale. Asgore. They had the Lion Man. And he talked, but he was still a lion.
But it's going to be a bunch of cats.
Aslan. Right. Aslan.
Aslan. Basically Jesus lion.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
But
there we go. I'm showing on the screen now the warriors.
So there's at the last book of the main first series, one of the characters, so the leaders of each clan, there's four clans. The leaders of each clan have 9 lives. And so if they die, then they come back. One of the leaders gets their stomach sliced open by a cat with dog claws on its nails. Like, it somehow got dog claws. And so it gets its stomach sliced open, and then it loses all 9 lives in one go because the wound is so awful. Like, they would have to leave that out for something like a PG-13 or for... lower rated movie. Like a lot of the more brutal scenes in the original series, like a cat getting her face brutally scarred by a dog attack, would have to be cut out. And I think a lot of people would be super upset if a big character like that was just cut out
or
literally
like yeah was just cut out because she's a pretty big character. So
you're calling her fat?
Yeah.
I'm just like, imagine a family going to the movies. And she's like, Mom, let's go watch The Warriors. It's got cats. And then you go in there, a little baby, and it's like scarred.
Right.
Because there's like their favorite animals getting like ruined.
Right. That's like, they'd either have to go a really friendly route or do at least PG-13 plus. Like, there's really no in between for this. Or they could not show any gore and have all of the big fans who are like, people like 13 and up who are actually, they read the books like in the correct order and they're kind of dedicated to it, they would be disappointing all those people. So they can either appeal to the biggest audience or appeal to the people who like devote themselves to these books. So it's like a balancing act that I don't know if they can manage.
I want to know what happens, what they show during the sexy scenes.
There is none. There's cats. It's like
in the book when they need a poo, they say they need to make dirt, and then they go into a clearing, and you never see it. So I would imagine that the
oh my god, there has to be make dirt jokes. There's gonna be dirt jokes all through it, like just rampant dirt jokes. Like, hey, where's Jimmy
making dirt?
Like that just has to be all through it, all through the whole thing.
It's growing so fast.
No, Jay, no cat porn, please. Okay. We don't need that. maybe if they make a rated R version.
Someone commented cat porn with a question mark as soon as you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think if they actually showed cat porn, that might be the most violent part of it. Because holy shit, like cats getting it on.
If they had voice actors, they just scream into the mic.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Have you heard cats fucking? Like, it is not a pleasant sound. Like, you thought your God. Parents getting it on was bad. Oh, holy God. Shit. No. you hear cats in a parking lot and you're like, oh shit, I'm just going to sneak into mom and dad's room for a minute.
Wow, that took a turn.
Speaking of cat porn, when's the last time you watched a dog poop? Because that's some funny shit right there.
3 hours ago, probably.
See, and you were smiling, weren't you? Why? Because it's impossible to watch a dog take a crap and not smile. It's just so awkward.
I usually grimace. It's
like the way they just look around, like they're checking.
Like they feel guilty. They know they're vulnerable. They're balancing they're balancing on their front paws.
Doing a handstand.
Jetmont says dog poop is funny shit.
Yeah. They're like Amber said, they're doing handstands, but their butt's on the ground. And then like if you watch like a bulldog, like their arms aren't all that long to begin with, so they're basically like their whole body's just flopped on the ground. They're basically like laying down with one arm looking up.
Oh god. The look of shame, yes.
And that's every time. Like, I can't not laugh when I see a dog pooping.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And I have to wonder, like, what did my dog think when he walked into me in the bathroom, you know? Was he like, was he sitting there like, look at you sitting down all proper.
Look at you making dirt.
Holy shit. Hey, man, so Game of Thrones.
Yeah, man, I'm hyped. I cannot wait.
I watched 3 versions of the script is leaked and the story is all known and blah 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 blah. And I got to tell you, all 3 of them, they were completely different, and all of them were like, I would watch this.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, there's so many fascinating ways that you could go with the story.
There's a thing for that. It's called fan fiction.
There you go.
It's usually awful. It's always awful.
Have you read the books?
No.
They're amazing, but they ramble on like as if all the fan fiction was pulled into the same book. It's ridiculous. give me one prediction for this coming season.
One prediction for this coming season. I believe that
every time they start a sentence with I believe, I think of Larry the Cable Guy or Ron White.
I believe.
Yeah, or just, yeah. Either of the other ones as well. Anyway, so my prediction is that Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen are gonna hook up. I mean, every way that you can use the phrase hook up.
They're gonna make dirt.
Well,
can I point out the dog dirt fan fiction?
please no.
No.
Okay, so Daenerys and Jon Snow, Aerys Targaryen,
AKA Jon Targaryen. Oh, you just said that.
It's his name's no, Aegon Targaryen. He's Aegon Targaryen III or some shit like that.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yep. We can go with that.
That's
sure.
Out of all the rumors and stuff like that, the people are guessing about, you know, what Sam will find out in the Citadel is that John's real name is Aegon. He's another Aegon.
I'm disputing that. First of all, no. His mother, this is clearly shown last season, his mother named him John. So his name is fucking John. And second, this was a super secret. The baby was born, then the baby was whisked off by Ned Stark. What the fuck would be written down in the Citadel? Everyone that was there either died or their name is Ned Stark. There would be no record of birth.
I think there was.
I don't think so. I'm saying thumbs down to that prediction.
Okay.
Can I make a prediction?
For someone who's never watched the show, of course you can.
Someone will die. At least two people will die.
That actually goes. That is actually my prediction. I predict that John will kill Littlefinger.
I thought you were gonna say John will kill himself. I was like, whoa.
No, John's already died like twice.
Okay.
I think John will kill Littlefinger. See, I think Littlefinger will die next season. I think he'll die in the final season.
I think he dies this season in Winterfell.
And I predict Sansa kills him.
That's what I was gonna say. Is either I think John will kill him. John will deliver the killing blow, but I think it'll be at the behest of Sansa. I think she will be the pusher behind them. She'll be the one to provide the motive.
Hmm. Okay.
So it'll be Sansa's words or intentions and John's actions that'll kill Littlefinger this season.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, Jen. Awesome.
Hi, Jen. Awesome.
It's the Jen.
Hi. All right. Yeah. Hi, the Jen.
Not just any Jen.
How do you know it's not the Jen? Like as one word.
Because I asked her at dinner. She said it's the Jen.
Well.
Yeah. And I asked her on a separate occasion, and she
left.
Very clear.
Wow. Bye.
Wow. She just flits along.
Either way, man, any of the scenarios that you and I presented will be incredible to watch unfold on the screen. And I just, man, I'm so excited. So, this is the first season that's going to be almost 100% fresh material that was never in a book.
This is one of those conversations that we could go on for literally hours talking about who and what is going to happen where. Joe Mon trying to ride on the Jen's man, I'm do you think we're gonna see Catelyn Stark again?
Catelyn?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess probably not. So
in any form,
I don't think so. Okay. So in the book,
Oh, and by the way, if you're watching this and this is all spoiler territory for you, then you should probably just go watch some HBO.
my apologies. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but it's still spoilerific. In the books, Catelyn does appear in some form later on, but I believe in the TV show.
They just wrote it out.
Yeah, we're so far past the point in the story where she made her appearance that I think they're just gonna kind of gloss that over. I think she's dead.
Okay.
In the series, and I think she's dead.
How soon do you think Arya gets to Winterfell?
Pretty quickly. She got to the...
I mean, like episode number. There's but seven episodes, right?
Right. I'd say like episode two, three at the latest. At the latest, she's at Winterfell. That's my prediction. Because when we last see her, she's at the Twins already. Mm. She was at Essos the episode prior, or like at the beginning of that episode.
Right.
And she
went
all the way north to the Twins. At that speed, she'll be there before episode one is over.
Yeah. Will she meet up with the Hound beforehand or afterwards?
That's a good question.
I think it's a foregone conclusion that she meets back up with the Hound, by the way.
Yeah, almost for sure. Man, that's a good question. Probably before, because I bet she teams back up with him and they basically join forces and join John.
Okay, so big time question here, and this is the last time I'll get into the spoilery territory. She has a list of people that she wants to kill.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are on that list?
At the beginning or
no?
Left?
Right now, currently in the story.
Oh man, how many people are left alive that's on that list? I can only think of one. And that would be Cersei.
Well, I mean, technically, the Hound is still on her list.
Well, true. But I think he died.
Yeah.
In her mind. So his name was crossed off. So I think his debt is paid, like you said.
Yeah.
And Cersei is the only other one I can think of right now that's still alive.
Was the Mountain on there? I don't think he was.
Yeah, he's dead. Well, I don't remember if he was or not, but he is no longer with us. Well, okay. Okay.
right. So I don't know. I think that'd be interesting. You know what? I'm going to look that up real quick. Won't you stall for a second?
Yeah. So, all right. So the Mountain is, in fact, you could argue either way that he's dead or that he's alive. But either way, I don't think he was ever on Arya's list, but I could very easily be wrong on that.
Okay, so Jeffrey Baratheon is gone. Cersei Lannister is still there. Walder Frey, she took care of. Meryn Trant. The one that she blames for killing Syrio.
Yeah, that... Yeah, I'm not sure if...
I think he's still alive.
He probably is, because I don't remember him.
Tywin is gone. Melisandre.
When did Melisandre... Oh, okay.
Because she was searching for Gendry. Who, by the way, by all accounts, Gendry's coming back.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting twist to the whole story, because he's essentially... It's pointless for him right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's like... By rights,
he was kind of always pointless because he was a bastard child anyway, so he had no right to the throne. He was just proof that Robert was messing around. But now that Robert's gone, none of that matters.
Well, right. But he was a bastard child, but he is a living child of Robert's. He's probably the only living child of Robert's alive in the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah,
right now.
But you saw how hard it was for John to get the loyalty of the Northern men.
Sure. No, I'm not saying it would be,
you know,
I think by the law of the land, he's probably the king.
Yeah.
Or would have been.
Right. Beric Dondarrion. For selling Gendry out to Melisandre.
Yeah.
And Thoros of Myr, same thing. That'll be interesting if she tries to go against the Brotherhood. Especially with her affiliation in the books with her mom. I don't know. That'd be a weird one.
Yes,
that might be some. That might be a better story for the books than it will be for the show.
Yep, absolutely. Ilyn Payne, I'm pretty sure is gone.
I think he
died in like season three or something.
He was the one that
he was the executioner that killed Ned.
Right, but he was still going to. He was going to be what the hell is the fucking dwarf's name?
Tyrion?
Yeah, he was supposed to be Tyrion's executioner.
Right.
So he was at least there for that. Right. Your little fucking creepy ass puku doll. the mountain was on there, but whether or not, and then the hound, of course. So yeah, legitimately it's Melisandre and Cersei.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. And enough of all that. So now that you know all about Game of Thrones, Ash, do you have any other guesses? Any other predictions for the season coming up?
The mountain.
Yeah.
Will be pictured near a mountain.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be kind of like imagery, metaphor, something that my teacher taught me at one point.
Interesting enough, that would actually mean something substantial, because there are no real mountains near King's Landing where the mountain currently is. So that would mean that he was somewhere else, maybe Lannisport, where there are mountains.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's actually surprisingly prescient. All right.
Thanks.
That could mean nothing, because he works for Cersei. So, I mean, that's the... Ooh, actually, okay, I take it back. That could actually mean everything, if Cersei is at Lannisport.
Right. It that would mean a lot if she was at Lannisport, and that's the only way that he would be there.
Do you have any predictions, Amber?
Wasn't listening.
Thanks, Amber.
I'm kidding.
So, Amber fell asleep.
Yeah, Amber predicts that the show will be on HBO next season.
Yeah, exactly.
So a pretty safe bet there.
If not, there is a problem.
So, Amber, mark it on your schedules now. Amber is predicting problems with the release of the final season on HBO.
Definitely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Which actually might be really good, too, because with it being the last season, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to watch it. It might overload the servers again, as it did last season.
Mm.
So,
there you go.
When Jon Snow woke up, they crashed the servers on the first day. All right. Yep. Well, there we go. Yeah, and audio video keeps cutting out. I'm not sure what's going on. I've got my little green light down here. I've got some ideas, but the recording will be fine, so maybe we just have to catch it later.
Hi.
That's a way to reward our live viewers is by saying, "Ah, you should just watch it later." This is why we got the good Patreon money coming in.
I've got one final point that I want to make before we start wrapping the show up.
Is it about Game of Thrones?
No.
Woo.
We closed that book, right?
I thought we did. I was just making sure. I mean, you know, I still had my hand on the page.
No, I'm done talking about Game of Thrones. I just wanted to give a shout out to one of our favorite people here at the Ritual Misery podcast.
Yeah.
Sergeant Muffin. I believe he was the subject of our tithe several months back.
Yep.
And I think it's just it's appropriate to do it again. The man is a hero. He has done so much to bring this community closer. And I don't think that his accomplishments can be overstated. He is a hero and a living legend. And I just wanted to I just felt like saying that. I wanted to salute him.
We don't do this very often, but I would like I know there's probably only 10 people in the chat room right now. Go ahead and hit him on Twitter. Let's just all hit him on Twitter at Sergeant Muffin. And just say, what do you want to say? The Thursday night chat room. Thank you.
You
could just say dog dirt fan fiction.
We salute you, Sergeant Muffin. There we go. We salute you, Sergeant Muffin.
Yep.
Let's all do that real quick. I'm going to do it right now, actually.
We salute you, Sergeant Muffin.
I don't have a Twitter, so I'll have to sit this one out.
Ashley's going to, she's going to do it by proxy.
Yeah. I can do it on Instagram if he has that. That's all I got.
He might, actually. All right, so mine is done. Thank you to everyone who participates in that. No, he's awesome. He should be celebrated, and we all love him around these parts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. Hey, man, it's been an awkward week.
It certainly has, and I'm glad the weekend is almost here.
Hey, next week we have Manuel from Belgium. An individual I met doing the Undaunted podcast. He's going to be on, calling in from Belgium.
So it'll be like super late night or super early morning for him.
Yeah, it'll actually be super early morning for him. So that's going to be awesome. We have a limited amount of time left on DiamondClub.tv in its current incarnation. So we are going to begin the transition to Twitch shortly, because that is the most popular streaming platform for us to be on. We will be, if I can help it, we will be the last live show on DiamondClub.tv when Dan hands over the reins. I've already called dibs on that shit. already told Dan about that. We if all goes well, unless Brian and Justin decide to do something, we will be doing a Diamond Club meetup via the digital form that is DiamondClub.tv. We will be hosting that when the server changes hands, shuts down, whatever DiamondClub.tv ends up, whatever happens with it, we will be there when that happens. Even if I have to take a day off work or whatever else, like, that'll fucking happen. And yep. Once we get more information on that, we'll let you know. We are we do have a pretty talented group of people trying to figure out what's next for DiamondClub.tv. And as you said, the contributions of Sergeant Muffin cannot be understated. He built the entire thing with the help of many people, and it's been amazing. We're sad to see Dan go, but life takes you in places.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dan's not going anywhere. He's still going to be a member of the community. It's just the the day to day of the domain and right. The CDN and all of that sort of stuff. He's going to hand the reins over, and it's going to be an interesting I'm actually really looking forward to see what the next incarnation is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. It's going to be a fun ride.
Yep. So to all of you out there, and I should probably hit the little button now, huh? There's a little button. Everybody out there in Ritual Misery Land, keep it going. Everything's awesome. Everything's awesome.
Yeah.
And you're part of a team.
So, wait. We haven't done appropriate things yet. Ash, did you send me that stuff yet?
Yeah. It should be in your Gmail.
Well, shit. I wanted to take the chance because both of my daughters are far more artistic than I am. Amber is a little bit more private about it because she left all her drawings and stuff at home. And she's like, screw you, Dad. I'm not writing some new shoe. So I'm going to share with the audience a couple pictures from Ashley here.
Hi.
Let everybody catch on what's going on here.
Nice, very nice.
So and she does all this shit on her phone with like her fingers. Like I don't get it.
It's on my iPad.
Whatever.
It's easier with my fingers at this point. Like I have to practice traditional art more because I've gotten too used to iPad.
So there you go. There's the digital divide happening right now. Okay, so who's this?
This is someone else's character that I did for Art Fight, which is a website. Thank you, Vile, in the chat. Thank you. But it's someone else's character. Yeah, I think it's a sea otter is what they said. okay. I did it for Art Chat, where you make art for people and then random people make art for you.
So next we have...
This is Frost. It's a character that I made for my friend because I have a ton of characters and she doesn't have any. So it's basically the character that's supposed to represent her, except way more grumpy.
Fair enough. It's a very cute character.
Thank you.
And now you can start to see that she's actually my child.
This is my nihilistic I hate everyone character, Rye. He doesn't like anyone. He doesn't like existing either, but he kind of has to.
Is he a dog?
Yes, he's okay. Some kind of weird dog mutt. And yeah,
there again.
Those are the only ones I sent, but I have a bunch more on my Instagram if anyone is interested.
And what is your Instagram?
Throw that link out there.
It's August, just like the month, and underscore, and then woes, WOES.
Oh, okay. August_woes.
Thank you guys. You guys are really nice.
They're saying you should start doing some Twitch streaming of you doing your art.
I would love to. I'd have to figure out how to make it work though, because I draw it all on my iPad.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's a Twitch.
iOS 11 is amazing as far as capturing video and things like that. So capturing screens and everything. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out before you leave.
Yeah. Before
Jen wants to know if that's Ethan Kane's spirit animal. Did you model this after me? Is that what this is?
He's the god of acrimony. So he's the god of all negative feelings.
Oh.
So anger, disgust, annoyance.
Deity after Amos's own heart.
So
yeah, this really works.
Yeah. did you want to say something?
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Today is my one of my best friend's birthdays, so shout out to Sarah. Happy 23rd birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Birthday, Sarah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Someone in chat said Lightning Digital AV adapter. Is that for streaming art on Twitch?
That is to push it to your PC, which will allow you to go through Twitch. But I don't know if your computer would handle it, so we will figure it out. And that's something we can work on. I don't understand Twitch, but I do understand streaming.
Okay.
I understand Twitch, so there you go.
There you go.
Hey, Kent, what do you want to push this week, man?
Just my Twitter. Not a lot going on the last few weeks, but there will be soon. There will be stuff happening there at @rm_delnoche. Follow me there, and anything I do anywhere else, I will link there.
Cool, cool, cool. You can find me at Ethan Kane. And now I can actually hit the button, and we can start closing this shit out. Amber, what's your Twitter handle?
I don't have one.
There you go. And Ashley, what's yours?
I don't have one.
Okay, so
I have an Instagram. You can follow that.
What's your Instagram?
Pulling it up. It's
Do you not know your Instagram?
That's so unofficial. With only one S.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Thanks for posting my Instagram again.
There you go. They're taking after you now and talking over the post show.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Oh.
Ow. Yeah, that was loud.
That was too
much. Apologize sincerely.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.